From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 12 people are dead and dozens are injured after a powerful car bomb exploded in Kabul, Afghanistan. The BBC's Martin Patience has some details from Kabul.
This attack took place during morning rush hour, so it appears that the majority of the casualties caught up in the bomb blast were in fact Afghans going to work. That bomb blast was enormous. It was heard across the city and it left a crater 5 feet deep close to the Indian embassy where it went off.
That's the BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul, Afghanistan, where a car bomb exploded today. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. President Obama has been meeting with top advisors on U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. There were discussions for more than 3 hours at the White House yesterday, and another meeting is set for tomorrow. The top commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan wants more troops. The White House says there will be no decision on that or overall strategy for several weeks. The Congressional Budget Office says that a health care overhaul bill making its way through the Senate Finance Committee would help cut the federal deficit over a decade and perhaps beyond. Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus said provisions in the bill would drive insurance premiums down.
Our bill would cut out fraud, waste, and abuse in the healthcare system. That's going to help. Our bill would spread insurance risk over a much broader population, including younger, healthier people. That will clearly help.
But the committee's ranking Republican, Charles Grassley, said again that one result of the bill would be new taxes and fees. If the bill passes the Finance Committee, which could happen next week, it would need to be reconciled with other Senate committee bills and then with a House bill. U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell is meeting with Israeli officials in Jerusalem today in another push to restart stalled peace talks with Palestinian leaders. But NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that recent comments by Israel's foreign minister cast doubt on Mitchell's chance for success.
Avigdor Lieberman told radio here that the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is unlikely to end anytime soon. He said anyone who thinks otherwise, quote, doesn't understand the situation and is spreading delusions. His proposal is that both sides should come up with a long-term interim arrangement that would leave the thorny issues to a much later stage. He said that would be the message he would be imparting to George Mitchell in meetings today. Lieberman is also said to be considering a new direction in foreign policy here. According to reports published in Israeli newspapers, a document was recently disseminated at the foreign ministry. The goal, it said, is to lessen the heavy reliance on the United States by focusing on building partnerships with other countries in Latin America and Asia. The United States provides billions of dollars every year in military aid to Israel. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
European stock markets opened higher today and stock prices rose in Asia. This is NPR News. Dell Computer says it is closing a major manufacturing plant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Laura Leslie of North Carolina Public Radio reports from Raleigh.
In 2004, the state gave Dell a $279 million incentive package to open its new manufacturing facility in North Carolina. 5 years later, the computer maker is shuttering the new $100 million plant, leaving 900 workers jobless. Dell spokesman David Frank says the closure was a difficult decision, but necessary in light of the changing consumer market.
This is a desktop computer manufacturing facility, and the demand for desktop computers has slipped well behind the demand for notebook PCs.
Frank says Dell will work with state and local officials to iron out the details of its incentive agreement. 600 workers will be laid off in Winston-Salem next month, with the final 300 jobless by January. For NPR News, I'm Laura Leslie in Raleigh.
Legislation to combat hate crimes based on a victim's sexual orientation is in the final version of a major defense policy bill. It would provide federal support for prosecution in such cases, and it cannot be stripped out of the bill. The larger defense bill is expected to pass the House and Senate easily. Advocates for the hate crimes measure have been trying to pass it for 8 years and now expect it will become law. Conservatives have opposed it, saying it could keep religious groups from freely expressing their views. But Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin says the measure was written to punish violent acts and not beliefs. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.